Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Just for future reference in the booth, let's go ahead and bring the lights up like before the song is over, because I'm just standing in the dark trying to figure out where the chairs are, and then the song ended, and then there was still a few more seconds before the lights came up. My name is Doug, and this is Doug Loves Movies. We're coming to you from the... I can't even believe I had to just give that note. I've been doing this here for 6 years, and it finally dawned on me, I should say, yeah, go ahead and bring the lights up while the song is playing. UCB Theater, did I say that? Los Angeles, Tuesday, April 16th, Two Oceans 13. Do you guys got some name tags? Can you show me your name tags? Do you mind? I know it's a little early in the show, but I like to try to vine the name tags. And what is that? A shoebox? What's inside there? Is it like a recreation of a vagina? What do you... It's that tall building that's in Ghost Protocol.
Yes.
And it's a statue of that, and it's in a box, and that's your name tag?
Yes, it is.
Is your name Dubai?
Ian.
Oh, close enough. All right, hold it up. I didn't do the vine yet. All right, we're going to vine this side of the room for a few seconds. Then we're going to vine the middle of the room. I got to because you got to wait a second for the lighting to adjust. It still can't. I can tell Jordan's over there. Hi, Jordan. Wave, Jordan. Okay. Oh, look at that. Let's close it out on that one. Wow. All right. That's a great vine, you guys. We just made a great vine. And next, and then I'm just going to write hi, Jordan, as the caption. That's really the highlight. I can't believe I'm wasting the listeners' time with this. Or you guys. It's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country is 42. The story of when Jackie Robinson got encouragement from Han Solo. And the number two movie is Scary Movie 5, where Charlie Sheen and Lindsay Lohan encourage each other. I would rather watch 42 times than Scary Movie 5 once. Or 5 times. All right, let's stick with that joke. So watch 42, not Scary Movie 5. This has been Watch This, Not That. San Francisco, thank you. San Francisco, you guys really needed help with that decision.
It's like baseball or stupid. Those are your options. So a lot of you probably won't see either. San Francisco, my shows at Cobb's this Saturday night have sold out, but you can see me on Friday night, Douglas Movies taping at 8, and Countdown to 420 show at 10:30. And Eugene, Oregon, don't forget about the third annual 421 stand-up show at Wow Hall at 8 o'clock this Sunday. Bring your name tags. You can play Leonard Maltin against my opening act. The prize bag, everybody, I think, brought, except for one person, and you can see I've got four chairs lined up, but everybody brought, like, their own bag of stuff. So it's bags and bags. So, like, whoever wins tonight is going to walk out of here looking completely homeless. Just walking down the street with a bunch of bags. And I'm going to discuss what they brought with each of the guests when they come out here, because I need some explanations. And as you know, I brought a copy of Smug Life, and I also brought a prize that I got in the Cracker Jack today. And the reason I brought that is because it's no longer a prize, really. It's just the sticker or some stupid thing that even a child would go, this is not a prize. So I threw that in the bag. And then finally, the third one, I've given away three of these now because he gave me three of them. From listener Jason Duran, this is Death Nurse 2, which I'm going to give away without even looking at it. I'm not even going to watch it. That's how confident I am that I don't care about it. And that you will hopefully just enjoy it as a precious keepsake of this amazing occasion. let's get the guests out here. Please welcome the men of Veep, Matt Walsh, Tony Hale, Reed Scott, and Nelson Franklin. All Veepers. It's the Veep Squad. Hey guys, just hold your microphones and speak into them and check them if you like.
One, two.
Check it.
Pop.
That's Matt Walsh, everybody. First to check his microphone. You know how it works around here. You are a co-founder, right? One of four people.
I don't want to talk about this.
Old guy.
We're not going to talk about it. I'm just going to say it. You co-founded Upright Citizens Brigade, the sketch group, and the two,
the movie,
seven,
the theme park.
Several, yeah.
The Japanese massage places. It's probably 200.
I got to talk to you about the massage place. I think they ripped me off. It's not
they
as
probably
it's
did.
Not
it's
as inclusive just as they imply.
Okay.
They say top to toe. Anyway, we'll go get into that later. But you are here, and you are the only return guest this evening. You've been here multiple times.
Yes.
And yet backstage you were kind of like, which games are we going to play? Like you wanted to be.
I don't want to look the fool. I don't want to look the fool.
Yeah,
up.
But these guys, none of them have played any of them. So how can you look foolish?
All right. Just watch.
All right, you'll pull it off. Tony Hale is here, everybody. So excited.
Hello.
Now, let me ask you something about Buster from Arrested Development.
Think about it.
No matter how much abuse your character in Veep gets, at least he will probably never lose his hand to a seal.
Maybe.
You never know. Might take the same weird turn.
You never know. Never know in Washington.
But was it? Has it been weird putting the? Did you putting the hook back on?
Yeah, that was weird. That was weird. We started in August, reshooting Arrested, and it was very surreal. Very surreal. Because it had been 7 years since we shot the last episode.
Doesn't seem that long. And as soon as you put the hook back on, though, you were probably
just right back
in character.
Right back home.
Right back into, this was uncomfortable and hard to endure. This was difficult to work with.
Yeah. But it was fun. It was like, because I was a little nervous about getting back to it, because, you know, there's a lot of expectation. But, you know, then I heard Jessica Walter, who plays Lucille on the show, her abusive, patronizing voice. And I was like,
clicked right in. Oh, you hadn't been watching Archer?
No, I have seen a couple episodes, yeah.
All right, Reed Scott is here, you guys. Hi.
And you play Dan Egan on Veep.
Yep.
And I was going to say to you, strangely, I thought of you as like, what's it like playing like, you know, like the...
A dick?
Yeah, but everybody is to everybody on that show. Like every moment there's somebody being a dick to somebody else and just passing it around like a hot potato.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're not necessarily the biggest dick.
Hot dick potato.
It's a hot dick potato. And I have a question for you. I even wrote it down. Oh, you were on My Boys.
It was.
That television series.
Yeah.
And I just brought it up just to say, what's Jim Gaffigan's problem?
Oh, man.
Did you get along with him?
I did get along with Jim.
He's a delightful man.
He can be. When he's on stage, he's great. No, like Jim. Jim's, you know, blindingly funny. He's a character. We were lucky to have him for a few years, and then we were lucky that he got himself written off the show. It was great.
Oh, that's what happened? He wasn't in the final days of My Boys?
No, he bailed.
He got out before you all lost your hands to seals. And my fourth guest, let's hear it for Nelson Franklin, everybody. And as you may know from listening to the program, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World is like one of my favorite movies ever.
That's right, yeah.
And you don't have a huge part in it, but for some reason, from the first time I saw it, you really jumped out at me, and I've paid attention to you as an actor like ever since. Like, oh, that's Como from Scott Pilgrim.
Do you want to be my agent?
I have a lot more enthusiasm for actors than most agents do, unfortunately. But I thought you were awesome in that.
Excellent.
And then I thought you were awesome hanging out in the screening room the other night when Edgar Wright screened Sightseers for us.
That's the darkest movie I've ever seen in my life.
In the swankiest environment.
Yeah, we met in an elevator 6 days ago at Soho House, and and now I'm here.
Yeah.
So it's how easy it is to have sex with Doug. Just kidding.
Or to become a guest on the show.
Right, yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
I should have just asked you right then and there to be a guest on the show, but I was like, I'm going to be cool about this and just say, hey.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the Veep thing came together, I was like, oh, yeah, he's on Veep. So this is perfect.
Yeah, and I'm on it a little bit, yeah.
You showed up briefly in season one.
Yeah, just one episode.
Yeah, but you're going to recur now onward.
We got... four or five more, I think, something. Me and Dan Backetall, who's like an excellent Chicago improviser, and he just sort of shits on me all day long. into my open mouth, you know. That's how it... But it's really good. It's like a Smithers... Yeah. It's like a Smithers Mr. Burns thing. And we got this.
You know this isn't a stand-up comedian panel because they've all set their microphones down. Like, we do not... What do we need these for? We're not going to jump in constantly with obnoxious remarks. We're going to wait our turn... Then calmly pick up the microphone when it's needed. It's freaking me out a little bit. Can you guys hold your microphones?
Yeah.
It's just much simpler that way.
Oh, yeah. I had to yell at Captain America so many times to pick up and speak into his microphone.
Okay.
But the question I like to ask all the panelists, Matt, let me ask you real quick. How far into shooting season two are you?
We finished.
Oh, you're done.
We finished like 2 weeks ago.
But you were kind of making it sound in text today like you were like hanging out with these guys.
We see each other a lot. I feel like we're always having a dinner or a drink lately. So
I wasn't invited.
Uh-oh. Not all. We've only been home 2 weeks. You did miss the awesome steak rides. Julia built us a steak. Giant steak. We took a ride on it. It was amazing.
I don't know what that means.
Steak rides?
Just like
you know what that means?
Champagne
that
slides.
Extravagant.
Champagne slides. We had a champagne slide night over at Tony's house. It was fucking decadent.
Amazing.
I'm sorry you didn't get to go to that.
Yeah.
We went bungee jumping in Argentina.
Amazing.
HBO private jet. So fun. Giant shrimp. The best shrimp I've ever had. Like
that's a lot of bugs.
I know. It's not me. It's not me.
It's a lot of bugs circling.
I'm like Pigpen.
Yeah, right. Who is it?
I smell so dirty. I just complimented how clean I smell. That's a gift. We have two Munos at the house. I have three kids, and there's two Munos. Any fans of Yo Gabba Gabba?
Yeah, crowds may be a little too old for it.
Yeah,
or not old enough. It's like they're in between kids and parents.
There's a weird crowd. Japanese animation, like fetishy. People like the silly costume of that.
Okay, so you brought that, and you brought some
fresh lemons
from your
tree.
Lemon tree.
Yeah. Good stuff. Maybe.
Think fast, Jordan. Throw it back.
Keep it.
Keep it. Yeah, there are three. The winner is really going to get an abundance of wonderful lemons. And then, but there's...
there's
like a swarm. A pestilence has erupted on your stage.
That's from the lemons. Enjoy those.
Oh,
later.
Yeah. That's, well, you brought a bunch of dirty bugs into the situation. But you also brought
season one
of Veep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Glad someone brought that. That's a really appropriate gift. Oh, look! We also have from Tony Hale, season one of Veep. So, you can put them in both your players at home, the bedroom one and the living
room
one.
That'd be great.
Sync them up and run back and forth.
Fantastic.
It's a great gift. You can't deny the power
gift.
Of that
is,
gift.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. You guys should sign these, though. We should get some signatures on
You sign plastic or do you peel them?
You peel the plastic, peel I think. Yeah.
Is this going to ruin the value?
I think the winner's not going to complain, hey, I can't return this now.
Okay.
Maybe just open one of them.
Yeah, there you go.
Taking too long.
Smart. Leave the other one available. No, leave the other one available for them to return if they want to try to be sneaky about it. Go into Best Buy and say, "I'll trade this for 8 miles."
Win everything? Does the same person?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
wow.
Deal.
Yeah. So don't open.
You really have never heard this podcast before. Yeah.
No, but he's been on it a bunch of times. And then
I have heard it.
Who brought soft baked snickerdoodles? Oh, that was Tony Hale
very
as well.
Good.
So that's a very nice, thoughtful prize. There's the lemons. And
they're not easy to open, are they?
And you also brought milk chocolate covered potato chips?
Man.
Wow. Oh, damn. You're really sucking up to this crowd.
Yeah.
And then we still got more, you guys. Lots of prizes.
More food
and candies. Look at this.
Yeah. Can I
giant,
just
giant listen to how heavy this Snickers is.
That's solid, fucking huge, man.
That is
you could almost kill someone.
That's like a gold bar. That's Fort Knox.
I was reading the thing in the car. It's very old, so maybe don't eat it. But
that's loud.
It's probably just best for propping open a door.
Yeah.
and Reed brought one of the most creative gifts we've gotten in a while, and I'm very excited about it. You want to tell him what it is?
It's a two free massages at one of Matt's.
No, it is not.
We're just trying to do some promotion. Thank you. Yeah. Product placement. Always. Yeah,
you're
always.
Welcome.
You get one from Franklin and one from Tony.
All right, good.
It's two free go-kart rides.
Sick.
At this really weird go-kart track.
Yeah, that's way out in
Thousand Oaks.
Thousand Oaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I hope it's still good.
So that would be...
That's a good gift.
I can imagine somebody like standing at the closed go-kart track chewing on a shitty Snickers going, God damn, these prizes.
It might be a Best Buy by now. I have no idea.
Lemons.
Well, that's a lot of good stuff, you guys. Thank you for bringing all of that. And I will rebag it.
Yeah,
one more thing. This is really sweet.
There's two more things.
Because of the bag it came in?
No. You forgot my other thing. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. A Veep season one commemorative coin. Commemorative.
All right. No, seriously. Isn't that the greatest thing you've ever heard of?
And it comes in a little bag and is not as loud as a Snickers bar. And what was the other thing, Nelson?
I brought a DVD of Demolition Man.
Oh, that's right. Demolition Man.
One of the best worst.
The longest
movies.
Taco Bell ad ever.
Yeah.
Longest and weirdest.
Yeah, anyway, enjoy that.
Well, thanks, you guys, for bringing all these things. It's somebody's really going to be in luck tonight.
That's a great prize. It's great prize.
Great prize bag, yeah. It's like, this is like Christmas morning kind of thing. Some of it's awesome, and other things are like, why did you get me this? But I got a lot of things, so that's what's important.
We're signing the DVD for those people.
It's
going to
make it so much more valuable.
I got to put my mic
down. Don't put your mic down. Don't put it down.
No, you can't say anything funny right now.
Disrespecting the show.
Just write your social on there real quick.
You don't want me to sign
this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm not a regular.
You should write a long note and say, I'm not a regular on the show, but I feel like I'm one of the cast. Nelson Franklin.
I'm going to sign it as Julia. Pretend. She was there, I swear.
Awesome.
Have you been to the movies lately, Nelson? You know I like to... You listen to the podcast. Yeah. You know I like to ask everybody that question.
The last movie I saw was with you like 6 days ago.
Oh, that's right.
But
at Sightseers, which, let's repeat what you said, most disturbing movie you've seen in a while?
It's like, technically, it's a comedy. If there was like a slider where like on one end it was like the darkest, horrifying thing you've ever seen, and the other side it was a comedy, someone like dragged it all the way except for like a pin hair at the end. It's like barely a comedy, but it's very good. I'm not saying it's bad. It's excellent. It's just super
Saw it in that plush screening room with some other, like some fancy people, yep. And there wasn't a lot of laughs. No. But I found it fascinating.
A lot of like blood shooting out of arteries and like, you know, people getting.
I meant amongst the audience members. There wasn't. Yeah. Matt, have you been to the cinema lately?
Not
Star
really.
Star of old school.
Star? Thank you for the upgrade.
And Ted, I noticed recently.
And
I,
Ted,
love
Star
I love it. I love it.
Ted.
I get so happy for you when you get into the fraternity. just because they need your help with copying some things.
Yeah, I'm a good hang, too. Don't forget that.
Oh, no, I was talking about your character, not you in real life. I've had some great times.
I was talking as my character.
Oh, okay.
I went deep.
Yeah, you're still hanging on to that. You hoping for old school too?
I need it. I need it. Oh, please. Todd Phillips, if you're listening, please. I need old school too, please. Please give me old school too.
You're not in Hangover 3?
I'm not in Hangover 3.
Oh, that's so unlike you.
The only movie or thing... I'm really into Mad Men right now. I'm kind of like into that. But that doesn't qualify as cinema.
No, but it does qualify as close to movies as TV gets.
I agree with you. I really enjoy Mad Men. And they had a great couple first seasons. Anybody want to take me to task? Couple episodes, not seasons.
This season, the first two episodes have been good.
Killer.
Okay.
I'm strong on Mad Men.
I got to go back and catch up on the whole thing.
Yeah, because Don gets... He's a sociopath. I was talking to my brother the other day. He's a bit of a sociopath, that character. And we were like, who do you trust more, Tony Soprano or Don Draper? Like, who could you be friends with? He's a pretty dark character. Like, that's what I like about it. It's, like, really weirdly dark.
Yeah, but he's not killing anyone.
He's...
Right.
He's not killing anyone. That's true. But you could almost... I believe you could be friends with Tony Soprano and maybe not get killed. I believe that.
Oh, sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you could...
If you make like a food item that he enjoys.
Yeah. And you don't let him buy the restaurant if you make that thing there.
Tony, help me out here. Have you been to the cinema lately? Or just watched a movie at home? Could be a classic.
the last...
Can't wait.
I'll think of one, by the way.
The last movie I saw, because I was going to go on the TV angle, because my wife and I have been watching a lot of House of Cards lately, but I won't get it. Have you seen it?
Love it.
That's really even closer than Mad Men to being a movie.
Yeah.
Because it's on Netflix.
And it's all released at once.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. Can we talk about that, or should I say the last movie? I'll say the last movie.
Let's talk about new media,
Tell us
guys.
How much you loved it, or you love it.
House of Cards?
Yeah.
I really like it. I mean, Kevin Spacey's dark. Like, it's dark, but I'm only on episode 4, and I think Robin Wright Penn is fantastic in it.
She's always been good.
Yeah, and she's still really beautiful. Good.
Does it bother you when Kevin Spacey talks to the camera?
It did, but you kind of get over it. You kind of like, it was a little weird at first, but then I got over it.
Same way I felt during American Beauty. I was like, quit talking to us, you're dead. And then I got used to it.
Spoiler, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, sorry.
But the
that's
last
like that's like saying the name of the
American
movie is a
Beauty?
Spoiler. The first thing you see when you're watching it. Reed, what about you?
I just went and saw Evil Dead this afternoon.
Ooh, how was that?
Hilarious. I mean, really sweet, really heartfelt, really romantic. It was great. It was fucking terrifying. I mean, I
scariest movie ever, though? Their ads say it's the most terrifying experience you'll ever have.
No. I mean, it wasn't that bad.
Okay. But it's very violent.
The effects are great. I mean, like the makeup and stuff. Like if you go, like I have an appreciation for that stuff. I think it's neat. I geek out at that. But it was just, I think I watched half of it like through my sweatshirt because I was repulsed by some of it, but it's fun. If you like that horror stuff, it was fun.
Yeah, I have a question about that. Sorry.
Okay, please.
Yeah. Does that? Do you really leave thinking, "Oh, that was fun"? Because it scares the shit out of me.
Yeah. Like I kind of, I'm on your camp.
I kind of have the thing like some people leave and they're like, "Oh, that was fun." I leave and I'm like, "Someone's after me."
It does linger.
Right.
I'm of the same cloth.
And it's like it doesn't stop. It's like I treat it like a PSA or something.
What's PSA?
A public service announcement.
Oh. I thought you meant PTSD. Okay.
You know what movie scares Buster?
Everything. This I don't think it necessarily has to be a movie. Anyway. What'd you say?
Seventh Seal.
Nice.
He's terrified of Ingmar Bergman movies. So thumbs up though for Evil Dead.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It's not as campy as the original Evil Dead, right? It's more straightforward.
I wanted a little more humor out of it. I thought it was going to be, because I was a huge fan of the first one.
Yeah, that's really fun.
So, and it was cool. You know, they employ some of like Sam Raimi's style of like camera work, which is sort of fun to watch someone else recreate. But yeah, it was all right. I enjoyed it. I wouldn't take my mom, but you know, it was good.
That's good. I'm glad you brought that up because Mother's Day is right around the corner, and I like
you
to help
take
the listeners
to
plan.
I would not take mom to Evil
Dead.
Although
instead take her to see The Big Wedding. That looks like a huge.
Although,
piece
what
of
is
shit.
That movie? I saw that movie off La Brea on a building.
Yeah,
what is that movie?
Oh, it is insane. It is. As far as I could tell, the plot is it's just a bunch of characters at a wedding, so I'm sure they all have storylines. Mm. But for some reason, Robert De Niro's storyline is that he can't say that he's with his new woman. He has to pretend that he's still with Diane Keaton because the parents of the bride don't believe in anybody ever divorcing and moving on and having sex with someone else. So they have to lie and pretend they're still together. And it's just like, from that premise, you're already like, fuck you. Why is this happening to me? And to poor Topher Grace, because he's awesome.
It's a little bit how I felt when I saw the new Oz movie. It's a little confusing, that plot. I loved how beautiful Oz, what's it called, Great and Powerful?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that movie. But the logic was flawed, because they were attacking like two kingdoms, and then they were retreating to another kingdom. It's like, that's not the Wizard of Oz, guys.
And you did a
Keep it simple.
You did a tornado
There's the
movie.
Witch, and she's got a castle, and we got our castle. Don't fuck that up.
But they're all also Dorothy's dream, aren't they?
Yeah.
Is at the end, and she's like, oh, this was a dream?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah,
thanks
so
for
why is...
That.
Sorry, dude.
Now I'm not going to see it.
So why is...
Really
like,
beautiful
why is James
movie.
Franco's character having a dream, and then he runs into all the characters from her dream? It's like Inception.
It is.
Yeah, they're just running around...
Beautiful movie.
Running around
beautiful
in each other's movie. Dreams. Yeah, it looks really cool. Yeah. All right, well, this is the part where I have to say, let the games begin. And in order for us to play these games that I've prepared for tonight, each of you gentlemen, please pick a name tag from the crowd. We've got some interesting stuff out there. If you're into Dubai, that gentleman can take care of you.
What do they advertise? They're telling you the sort of person they are because they have prop. Okay.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, okay. They're just. It's just a name tag. It's
okay. Because there's a cartoon there. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, if that appeals to you.
Andy Warhol.
Go grab it. If you want to have a siesta while you're sitting here,
wow.
Get that
cake.
Sombrero over
there's
there.
Cake. Oh, this is so much burden now.
Yeah, you can put the mic down for this part, Matt. Oh, Tony went right to Dubai. Yeah, can take it out of the box and show everybody. That's from Ian.
Wow.
I can't believe that worked, Ian.
What do these stand for, the letters on
it's
here?
It's like magical.
I'm glad you took the cookies. I'm glad you took the cookies. I wasn't going to get them.
Lotto. Okay.
That's your name, Lotto?
What is
last
that?
Last name's Lotto.
Check it out.
All right, but that's what we're going to call you.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh. Lotto.
Lotto Muffin Tops.
Lotto brought those
crazy... That's the name
crazy...
of my next album.
Wow.
Muffin Tops.
Who made these?
Oh, did you
Lotto.
Think Julia Louis-Dreyfus might be here, so that's why you brought Muffin Tops? That would have been pretty clever. Oh, my God. What did you get, Reed?
Sick. It's a giant C-3PO Pez dispenser, but it dispenses full packs of Pez.
Yeah, that's sick.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's but you awesome. you should still take them all the Pez out of the packs.
Yeah.
And then that way you can eat them that way, you know.
I'm a diabetic. I'm just going to go ahead and commit suicide on a podcast here. I'm kidding.
When I was a kid, I had a vampire Pez dispenser, and I liked that I was biting his neck.
I'm not gonna. No, I'm not really gonna kill myself.
Reed just said he's not gonna kill himself. By the way,
that's nice.
Oh, good.
He just assured us he's not gonna kill himself during the show.
we'll see. We'll see. Odds are.
Is the person you're playing for named Pez, or what's his name? It's on the. Don't read the shithead if there's
the
a shithead
on the
back. Oh, there's like a Return of the Jedi poster.
We're just going to cut this out and edit, right?
Yeah. No, this is
all
this
real.
Is going out live tomorrow.
Yeah. Live?
Die?
Oh, Return
die.
Of the Jedi.
I get
die.
It. Die.
There you go.
Thank you, Die.
All right, Die.
Very clever.
Die. Wow, subtle.
Die. And then...
I don't know that I was being mean, but people thought I was.
Yeah.
And on the back of that is probably someone that, for me to call a shithead, because if you lose today, then I will name a shithead on that person's behalf. And so that's
got it.
So that's what that's about. So don't read that aloud. Lotto didn't put one on there.
You have to whisper
Lotto.
One.
And what do you got, Matt?
I got a fish on a stick. Cassie. Cassie. I'm playing
is
for Cassie.
Is there a shithead on the back of that? Nope. All right. So she'll have to come up here and write something down.
You have to come up here and write something down.
That's a good one, Cassie. It's like, and I especially like the way Matt is draping it off the side of the table. Like he's a fisherman who, when he catches the fish, decides, I'm going to let it swim around down there.
Till the turtles
think about what it's done.
Till the turtles get it. I'm really trying to catch turtles.
What?
That's how you catch turtles.
Really? Yeah.
You use real big bait and you put hooks in it.
Cool.
Yeah. You can't handle the truth, Nelson. No. You
where
can't.
You from?
You're afraid of it.
Where are you from again, man?
Chicago.
All right. Where, that's where you go turtle fishing?
Yeah.
No, when we used to go to Wisconsin,
oh.
People would catch turtles that way.
Gotcha.
Really?
Yeah.
Like pull if you a left turtle your... into the boat by its mouth?
I don't know. I never ate turtle. I never will eat turtle. Like, I don't like that kind of meat.
Wait, do people eat turtle?
Yeah.
Yeah, turtle soup.
Chinese love turtle.
What does it taste like?
How would I know? I've never had it.
Yo, this is a guy talking about turtle fishing all day. I thought you would know.
Wasn't talking about it all day.
You were bullshitting.
I'm not bullshitting.
Remember the finale of Entourage when turtle got eaten?
That was like a David Chase ending. Wow. I didn't see that.
Yeah, because he left it a little ambiguous. Did he get eaten or not? All right, this first game we're going to play, and we might only have to play one game, but I have a second game ready to go if there's a tie that needs to be broken. But this game is called Bane or Lincoln. Bane or Lincoln. Jordan approves. This game is Jordan approved. I will say a line said by either Bane in Dark Knight Rises or Lincoln in Spielberg's Lincoln, Tony Kushner's Lincoln, and... each of you will go down the line. You'll guess one way or the other which one you think it is. You could say why, or you could be poker-faced about it if you want. But the idea is to be correct and not necessarily agree with the person sitting next to you, because either one of these guys could have said any of these things.
Are you going to do the voice?
That's why it's Lincoln or Bane, because I do a pretty good Bane that just also kind of sounds like Lincoln.
Is that how you discovered the game?
I noticed that their voices were similar, and then when I paid attention to, like, looked at the things they say the same kind of shit.
Wow.
For 2.5 hours each. And we've played this game a few times, and I still have over a dozen quotes that could be attributed to either of them, if you imagine correctly. All right, so Nelson will go first here and tell me whether this is Lincoln or Bane.
Are you afraid of what lies ahead?
Nice.
It's a very high-pitched Batman.
That's really... I thought this would be easier than this, but it's not.
That's the idea. It's how hard it is.
I think that... I think it's Bane. That sounds a little ominous.
Okay. Matt, what do you think? Is it Bane or Lincoln?
I'm going to go with Bane.
Okay. Tony, what do you think?
I'm gonna go with Lincoln.
All right. And before Reed decides to go with the crowd or with Tony, I'll say it one more time.
Are you afraid of what lies ahead?
There. That is so really spot easy. On. That is so spot on.
That's tough.
That's rough.
40.
I have to rewatch Steven Spielberg's Lincoln now.
You that just made Daniel Day.
Something I got to see again.
Yeah. What do you think, Reed?
I'm gonna go Bane. Yeah,
okay, tough. So you say Bane, and Tony says Lincoln, and Matt says.
I said Bane.
Bane, and Nelson says Bane.
Bane also. You don't know either.
And that line. Our winner is Tony because it was said by, that line was said by Lincoln.
Unbelievable.
Yes. Yes.
That's how you win. You go against the stream.
Yeah.
Good move.
But then it ended too fast. I didn't expect that to happen. Let's do another one. But then we'll play a more serious game to determine who's going to win the prizes tonight.
This is already very serious.
I can't give Tony's. Who are you playing for? Dubai.
Yeah.
I can't give Ian the prizes just on that.
Or
we gotta give Cassie another chance.
Cassie's poor cat has nothing to play with right now.
That makes sense now. She brought a scratching post last week.
I'm allergic to cats, but not to cat toys.
Okay.
I'm allergic to cats, but not Phantom of the Opera.
You're not allergic to the Phantom of the Opera? How about Sammy Davis
both,
Jr.?
Both he musicals. Was a cat. All right, let's try another one.
Oh, I can't wait for the voice. Can't wait.
Tony gets to go first this time. Then we'll go to Reed, and then Nelson, and then Matt. The great day of reckoning. Is nigh upon us. The great day of reckoning.
Oh my God.
Is nigh.
This is like just watching the movie
upon
right now.
Us. I've been sent so many pictures over Twitter of people have photoshopped the Bane mask onto pictures of me.
so typical.
It. Yeah. Which one do you think that is? Who that is?
I know. I'm thrown by the nigh, yeah. But
tell us everything you're thinking.
You're thrown by the nigh because you're a science guy.
I'm nervous right now.
Why are you nervous?
I'm gonna go with Bane.
Okay, Reed, what do you think?
I think that woohoo. That's... I think the nigh is the big hint. I'm gonna go Lincoln.
Okay. Nelson.
I agree, the nigh. I don't remember that in Batman. I saw that a couple of times. And Lincoln.
I'm going Lincoln.
All right, now this game is back where it needs to be. Everyone has a point because Tony was wrong this time. Now we're getting somewhere. We will start with...
Think about it.
Matt this time. And then go to Nelson.
It's like you spin a wheel in your head. We're gonna go with to Tony.
All right, here we go.
I gotta pick one. There's so many to choose from. It's crazy. Okay, here we go. You can sustain. Or are you comfortable with the pain?
Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. That's from a Wilson Phillips song. Let's go with...
Now is not the time for fear.
Well, that's right on the edge. I could see both guys saying that. Repeat the line, please. Bane, please.
Now,
are you there?
Okay, now, Bane. Matt Walsh is not... the time for fear.
So good.
Lincoln.
Nelson.
Really tough. I think it's Bane.
Reed.
Nelson. No, I think it's Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Bane.
Thanks.
2-2.
Yeah.
I like seeing you guys stick together.
where are the people that are
they
beat
formed
up
on an
them?
Alliance, Reed. Yeah. They formed an alliance. Oh, Nelson and Tony formed. Oh no, they're gonna get immunity. Oh, we're fucked, Reed.
Yeah, and they tied for the win on this game.
Oh,
because it was Bane.
Wait a minute.
It was Bane.
Yep.
It was Bane.
Why would Bane ever say that? Bane knows that. That's like day number one for Bane. Why would he even say that? That is not, well, that's a
You're right,
line.
It was Lincoln. I'm kidding. I mean, it may have been. I write things down
I'm going
wrong
after
sometimes.
Them. Well, then the Batman writers blew that line, because that's not a Bane line.
But what if one of the other characters just said, is now the time for fear?
But I would remember that. And plus, those guys are so hardened. They would never have that conversation with their head coach.
Who wrote it? Like Goyer or something?
I don't know.
Or write him a letter.
Take him on. Start a Twitter war.
Yeah. What the fuck?
You don't get Bane, man. You spent a year thinking about him.
It was an ad lib by Tom Hardy. He's a real dick.
Thanks for getting in touch with me. I know you thought I was a weirdo.
So let's break this tie between Tony and Nelson with the little game we call How Much Did This Shit Make?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to name a movie, and then you guys are going to guess, and the idea is whoever's closest without going over. As you're gonna either Nelson's gonna win the prizes for Lato, or Tony's gonna win for
Ian,
the great Dubai.
Yes.
he will form a dust storm around you.
Yeah.
If you don't,
it's gonna get ugly.
If you don't get this right. Speaking of Bane, Tom Hardy was in a motion picture called This Means War, with Chris Pine and. What's her name? Reese Witherspoon. Witherspoon. Pretty good on paper, that movie. But then people didn't care for it. Didn't work for critics or audiences. What's your guess, Nelson? Closest to the total domestic box office for
domestic.
This Means War, according to boxofficemojo.com.
And you're saying it didn't do well.
I'm saying that it wasn't as big a hit as anyone had hoped it would be.
Let's say 13 million.
Okay.
I figured, you know, that didn't cost too much to make, did it?
I don't know how much it cost to make, and if it did, I wouldn't tell you. No clues.
I'm going to say 17 million.
That's pretty good, too, actually.
Good color commentary on your own competition.
It just sounded more right to me.
Oh, Tony made a nice play there.
Thank you.
Tony Hale, our favorite player.
Congratulations, Dubai.
Woo!
Oh.
It made $54.7 million.
What? Wow.
Bullshit, really?
Yeah.
My God.
Which, that's not very much these days.
What?
It's not that good.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah. I guess what, like...
Probably cost about 80 or 100 to make.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
Does that include, like, the ad budget?
Yeah, with that.
With that?
And you give Reese, like, 27
I'm just guessing.
Or whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, just no.
All right, so come get your prizes, Dubai. Congratulations.
Yeah.
We need Lotto to come up here and share a shithead with us. Do you want to just write it on your box?
It did sound dirty, and you also had an interesting walk. You walked over like you just got here from the Shire.
So you're not always hunched. Yeah, you're not always like hunched over like a weird.
That's good.
And Reed, hand me yours. That's on the back of there. So that's convenient. Let's see what that says. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good one. And, we don't have, Cassie doesn't have one, does she?
No, I do.
Oh, you do. It's on there. Okay, good. Bring it into the boat.
We got a turtle.
What? This is like a real, this is some personal shit on this one. Or is this somebody you know?
I know her
and you work with her? Oh, okay. I thought you were just disgruntled with your service or something and decided to go after her. All right, well, this is an interesting array of shitheads that I will say when we are completely finished. Veep is in season 2, Sunday nights, HBO. It's not TV, it's HBO.
It's not TV, it's HBO.
Yeah.
I had to say that. Every appearance we make, we have to say that.
Because it's true. You know,
and we have to make the noise that...
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes... I always, like, sometimes I think it's going to go, The Simpsons. But that's totally wrong. Do you have anything to plug, Nelson? Do you have any work in the can, as they say?
I did an Arrested Development. That comes out on Tuesday.
Oh, nice.
Yes, you did.
That was like a... Me and Tony.
Mm-hmm. I'll get you guys back for the Arrested Development show.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I know.
You're in everything, Nelson.
Being dwarfed by, well, you know, everything that Allison Jones casts. Sorry, that was good. A little too inside, maybe. I don't know.
No, she's said that. She's good. Yeah. She's good. Good casting.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. that and Veep and this like Steve Jobs movie that's going to come out eventually. I don't know.
Oh, the Ashton Kutcher one?
Yeah.
That's all I have. I don't even have anything insulting to say.
What did you play in that? What did you play in that?
A guy named Bill Atkinson. He was a graphic designer in the 80s for Apple. Hmm. This is like a true story. You know, this happened.
Yeah. Bill Gates happened?
Yeah.
Or Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs. Yeah. Whatever.
I get it.
One did happen. The other one is a myth.
Really?
Yes.
Which one?
Yeah. What do you got going on, Matt?
Just putting in 2 bathrooms into my house.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's a big deal in the Valley. That's a huge day in the Valley. Or a huge month. Nothing else. Just Veep. I might direct something soon, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Neat. Yeah. Neat. Neat. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your support, Neat. Doug.
When does Arrested Development come out on Netflix?
May 26th.
It's going to be House of Cards style, all of them at once?
They release them all at once. Oh, I think they release them too at 12:01 a.m., right at the stroke of midnight.
Like they do with the midnight movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, with the, you know, the opening day of the movie, they'll show it at 12:01. Good story, Doug. And
we have to talk about new media sometime.
May what again? 26th?
May 26th.
That used to be like the Star Wars release date, or May 25th, I think, is when all the Star Wars came out. Yeah,
interesting.
Reed?
I'm doing an animated series. There's a movie coming out this summer called Turbo. It's a DreamWorks thing.
Ryan Reynolds is the voice of a snail.
Yeah.
That wants to go very fast.
Yeah.
Wants to get into competitive racing.
Yeah.
Huh. With cars. Wants to race with cars.
Yeah, and he beats them. And so they... Netflix is doing it, DreamWorks and Netflix, so I take over for Ryan Reynolds' voice. So I play the snail.
What?
You're Turbo?
I'm Turbo for the TV show. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, Ryan Reynolds That's really fun. Is. I heard he was like kind of checking out a little bit. But...
Yeah, do you get to date Scarlett Johansson now too? What's that?
They split
is
up.
That who he's? No, wait. He's not married to Scarlett Johansson anymore.
Right. Anymore. So now.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah. By that.
I'll have to check my rider.
By that theory, Alanis Morissette's going to knock on your door also.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know who else he's dated, but.
Is that famous song of hers about him?
No.
I'm asking.
No, it's about the guy from Full House.
It's about Dave
Coulier.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. No way,
Grandpa doesn't know these things. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds went into his relationship with her knowing that she wasn't going to blow him in a theater. Like that was off the table because the other guy took advantage of that great thing he had going and fucked it up. And so Ryan Reynolds walked in like, all right, guess we'll stay home. And
so that was real love. He knew what he was getting into. He was in it for the love.
Thanks to all you guys for being here. Let's have a round of applause.
Thank you, Doug.
Nelson Reed, Tony, and Matt. Watch them on Veep. And as always, I don't know whether to end with the big laugh or to end with the most poignant. Let's go poignant and then try to end on a laugh. The Boston Marathon terrorist is a shithead. Mm. Yeah. It's weird that why would anyone ever applaud a mention of the Boston Marathon terrorist? We've created the one situation where that would get applause.
Why is this? I mean, I'm sure.
Right? Because any other time he's brought up, the people aren't going to applaud.
He or she.
Be very sad.
Okay.
I know. As of now, has not been. No one's been caught or even taken credit for it. And Susan from Albertsons is a shithead.
Oh, wow.
No, that's actually true.
You know Susan?
Oh, God, she's horrible.
Oh, okay.
She's the worst.
All right. Well, confirmed. And the writer of The Big Wedding is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause